This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Our studies today are going to take us to the Gospel of Mark. Actually, we're going to be in a couple different places today. We're looking at a sermon I've entitled The Murder of John the Baptist. And we're looking here today, first in this message, if you've been tuned in this week, you've been hearing the mysterious connection between John and Elijah. And yet yesterday's program, you heard me say, I believe personally from my studies, I believe the false prophet of Revelation chapter 13 is going to say he is Elijah, and he's going to call fire down out of heaven just like Elijah did. You can read about Elijah doing that, 1 Kings chapter 18, 2 Kings chapter 1. You can read James and John wanted to call it down. Luke 9:54, they said, Lord, do you want us to call fire down out of heaven and consume them like Elijah did? And Jesus said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are. But this false prophet's going to do that. And the Word of God says he deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. This act of calling fire down out of heaven is going to deceive in the billions. With a B, billions of people are going to fall hook, line, and sinker for this man calling fire down out of heaven. I say to you, he's going to say he is Elijah, and he's going to point to the Bible to authenticate who he is. And he's still going to be wrong. You know, like God says back in Deuteronomy chapter 13, even false prophets can come to you and speak to you the truth. And God says, I'm testing you. This is what we're looking at. This is what's going to happen here coming up soon with this man, this false prophet. Now here today, we're going to look at the demise, spiritual demise. We don't see him die, but it's all over for him now. That is King Herod, who is going to do the wrong thing. And he's going to have John the Baptist killed because of a dancing girl. Here today is the last part of this message, the murder of John the Baptist.
An intolerance of righteousness, an intolerance of all things good and holy. This problem has existed since then. Again, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Verse 19, therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him and would have killed him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing he was a just man and a holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and he heard him gladly. And when a convenient day had come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee, and when the daughter of Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it to you. And he swore unto her, whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it to you. All right, big mistake. This is just lust speaking, nothing else. Verse 24. So she went forth. She said unto her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. And she came in. Notice these two words. Straightway and haste. Remember, straightway means immediately. She came in immediately with haste. I put it to you, she was running. She came in immediately with haste unto the king and said, I will that thou give me by and by in a charger, a basket, I guess, the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceedingly sorry, yet for his oath's sake and for the sakes of for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. Well, golly gee, what a man of integrity, huh? Since he made a promise, and since a man of integrity must keep his promise. You know what? You want to be a real man? Then be a man of integrity. Go back on your vow. If your vow meant not being a man of integrity. You want to be a real man? Be a man of integrity, regardless of if you're embarrassed about it. You being a man of integrity will carry more weight than you cutting off this guy's head because of a dancing girl. That's what he should have done. Verse 27. So immediately the king sent an executioner, commanded his head to be brought. And he went and beheaded him in prison, brought his head in a charger, gave it to the girl. The girl gave it to her mother. So what would you have done? Kept the promise and killed the servant of God? Because of worrying what other people would have thought about you? Or would you have told this woman to take a royal leap? Or better yet, put her head in the charger? Now, I don't mean Dodge Charger. And the head of her daughter, too. The Lord said this. Actually, James says this. Chapter 1, verse 12. Listen to me. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, this is what God does. He'll try you. Talk about charger. God will start you up like a Dodge Charger and try you. Ride you down the street. See how well you run. See how your gas mileage is. How far can you go on a tank of gas? When you have been tried, when he goes around and kicks the tires on you, when he has been tried, then, not before, then you'll receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those that love him. Let no one say when he's tempted, I've tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither tempted he any man, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away like a fishing line, when he's drawn away of his own lusts and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Notice that sin, when it's finished with you, will discard you like rubbish. God cannot compete with your lust. Let's turn here two more places. First is Galatians chapter 5, and then we're done. All right, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. We give everyone a minute to find it. I said, God cannot compete with your lust. He can't do it. Now, Galatians 5:16, it says this. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. There's the answer. Walk in the Spirit. Ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one to the other, so that you, what's the next word say? Cannot. Not that you might not. You just can't do it. It's impossibility. When you're walking in the flesh, you can't do it. You can't do the things that you would. You can't do the right things. But if you are led by the Spirit, then you are not under the law. Okay, next place. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Romans 8, 6. It says, "For to be carnally minded is death." Next word is but. And a but, we've got hope. There's hope in this verse. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because, verse 7, the carnal mind is enmity with God. That's the Greek word ekthros, which means hostility and hatred and enemy. Same word used in Mark in Matthew 13 with the tares. Remember, while men slept, an ekthros, anthropos, a hostile man came and sowed tares while they were sleeping. Same Greek word here. Again, the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's in open hostility with God. An enemy. Now, a carnally minded man will do this every time. He'll cheat on his wife. No qualms. A carnally minded man will renounce his faith. A carnally minded man will give up his birthright for a bowl of soup. A carnally minded man will take the mark of the beast at the end of the age. Because he'll be deceived. Because he's not walking in the Spirit. And a carnally minded man will chop off the head of his friend for a belly dancer. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Like walking with God. Notice too that walk is a verb, not a noun. Walk, right, action. Walking with God. And God is walking, or I should say, the Spirit is leading or walking. The Spirit is going, leading and walking in a direction that's opposite the direction that the world is going. So if you want to get this victory and not be carnally minded and walking after lust, you got to be walking with the Spirit. And He is going in the total opposite direction of the world.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Sometimes I'm afraid of you. You are just too good. Sometimes I am scared to look at you. You are just too beautiful. I'm frightened by the